points. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. Number five.
The mayor, along with the park district superintendent, because, you know, they own the Soldier Field.
Mm-hmm.
And the Roger Goodell, you know him?
We do.
He's Robert Kraft's personal assistant.
Uh-huh. His wife's from here.
NFL players, students from Collins High School, and members of the community were there for the league's 100-season kickoff. In honor of its centennial, the NFL hosted a Huddle for 100 day of service in Douglas Park. Huddle for 100 is a call to action for volunteers to donate 100 minutes of their time to shape what communities will look like in the next 100 years. That does not seem like enough.
100 days?
Right, it's 100 minutes.
I don't know if you transform
it. No, it's 100 minutes. It's 100 minutes. So that's literally an hour and 40 minutes. That's all you got to volunteer.
And then you transform your community.
For 100 years. I don't know. This sounds like something Roger Goodell would come up with. It seemed like it sounded like a good idea at NFL HQ in New York City when they came up with it.
This is a great place to celebrate the game of football because it means so much to this community. And when we were talking about where we wanted to start our 100th season, Chicago came right to the top of the list immediately. And so to all of you, thank you for your passion for the game. Thank you for having us. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the work that's been done around this event. You're going to be showcased in front of tens of millions of people tomorrow night around our kickoff game, and we can't think of any better place to do it than right here in Chicago. So thank you for all you've done for us.
So they're going to showcase them.
Aren't we always showcased? I mean, you know, don't tens of millions of people watch these games anyway? Isn't Chicago always on?
But they're going to talk about the giving back portion of this, transforming your community for the next 100 years.
By doing it for 100 minutes.
Time, that'll be showcased.
All right, then. Okay. I do plenty of community service as a result of what the judge told me I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Court mandated.
Number four.
Bernie Sanders, now he's in this climate change thing that CNN's doing.
Oh, he's part of that's right. They're rotating through the Democrats and their climate change positions.
10 Democrats, 40 minutes apiece, 400 minutes of climate change talk on CNN.
Will they transform?
Sanders, Buttigieg. I don't know, whoever the announcer at CNN loves saying Buttigieg.
Sounds like a WWE match kind of thing.
Warren, Sanders, Biden, Buttigieg.
From downtown.
He's like a former sports broadcaster.
Right, exactly.
He's really into it. I'm going to approach this like a heavyweight title match.
Anyway, this is not why we called. Bernie Sanders, you know, he didn't like the climate in the room when he was at an event earlier today, and he was talking about old people having to cut their pills in half, and a baby started screaming, and look out!
Warren, thank you very much. And Linda, thank you very much. Because it's not easy getting up in front of a TV camera and talk about it. Why do I hear you correctly say that you have to cut your pills in half yourself? Okay. If we could keep that down a little bit. Okay, guys.
Telling the baby to keep it down a little bit. Bernie can't hear. Right.
Old
Poor
man.
Guy.
Old man to get the whole thing. Well, that baby did. First of all, that was a good sound effect for that. So you have to cut your pills in half? Is that what I understood? And then all of a sudden a baby's screaming at the top of its lungs and being like, oh my God, what's happened to my America? Even though I'm just 6 months old.
I'm already worried about coming into this world. Can you keep that down a little bit? So, I mean, how does any parent who's ever have a baby, how do you keep that down a little bit?
I had the baby 120 years ago. I don't really remember how that went.
I guess you can leave the room, but I thought they're supposed to kiss babies, the politicians.
No, I am going to yell at the babies.
Too loud.
That's what I'm going to do. Oh, man.
You have to cut your pills in half yourself. We could keep that down a little bit.
Okay. And get off my lawn. Exactly.
Can't you control your baby? Why do I have to come in here and all I want to do is have a nice lunch / dinner? And I don't want to be bothered by a baby screaming in the restaurant. Shouldn't there be a place just to take screaming babies?
Leave your babies at home.
Yeah. Please leave your babies at home.
He did not say, which would not be good.
Do not bring them to my rallies. Oh, man.
Keep your baby screeching
to
a minimum.
Hey, Bernie, I mean, even though you're 150 years old, listen, you have people young enough to have a baby at your rallies.
That's surprising.
There are a lot of politicians that don't have that. They can't bring their great-grandchildren to the rallies because their great-grandchildren are 40. All right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, let's check in with Kim. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Michigan's one step closer to banning e-cigarettes. We'll explain coming up.
Catch Living Healthy Chicago this Saturday at 9 a.m. Learn about the struggles and successes of everyday Chicagoans with health and fitness. Living Healthy Saturday at 9 a.m. on WGN-TV.
Yeah, who is it?
Living Healthy? I thought you said you went to one of those healthy places today and you didn't like it. You were criticizing everything about the meal. Korean barbecue wasn't Korean enough.
Right, it wasn't. I don't know. Is that racist for me to say that? Yeah. It was. I had to eat it with bamboo. I don't know. There was a lot going on.
Green drinks.
It was right across from work, and I thought, you know what? I haven't gone in here in a long time.
Mm-hmm. I know the place you're talking about.
I'm going to go in, and I'm going to try something healthy. I mean, I'm a bit of a health kick here. I know it's going to work out great.
Everything we had last night was healthy, so you're good there.
Nachos. I thought that was...
With the squirt cheese on it, which I love.
Yeah.
And chicken wings and quesadillas.
Anyway, the point is that so I wanted to do something for myself today, and I go into this restaurant, and it turns out that my Korean spicy chicken wasn't Korean nor spicy. And I'm not even sure it was chicken. Continue on.
Number three.
In Australia, a vegan, speaking of this, has taken her neighbors to the Supreme Court demanding that they stop smoking, bouncing balls, and cooking barbecues in the backyard. Scylla Carden says that the legal beef started last year when she, as a vegan, claimed her neighbors were grilling, and that ruined her quality of life.
I can't enjoy my backyard. I can't go out there. They've put it so you smell fish. All I smell is fish. It's been devastating. It's been a turmoil. There's been unrest. I haven't been able to sleep.
Do you think they're doing this on purpose?
Oh, absolutely. Of course they are. It's deliberate. That's what I said to the court. It's deliberate.
How much you want to bet she's single?
Classic Australia.
Oh, God, I hope she is. Because that poor SOB. Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, there you go. She smells fish.
She might like to go to that lunch place you went to today.
Right.
She'd be happy there. Right. She wouldn't complain.
Quinoa was too crazy for these people today. They had to give me minced cauliflower instead.
Minced cauliflower.
Because, the quinoa is not sustainable enough. The cauliflower just grows forever.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what goes on with all of this. And it's like, and I'm like, I wanted a Korean barbecue, which is the best. I don't know if you've ever had Korean barbecue, but I'm just going to tell you, it's sweeping the nation. It's just the best.
I thought cauliflower was. Oprah's put it in her crust for her pizzas now.
Right. Well, I ended up with the most disappointing set of circumstances. And again, as a middle-aged white privileged man, mm-hmm. I do not expect this.
No.
I'm going to write a strongly worded letter, and I'm going to have these people deported.
Take them to the Supreme Court.
That's what I'm going to do.
You're going to march in there in your penny loafers and give them a what for.
Right. I'm going to tell them that I want that I would like them out of the country. And they'll say, well, we were born here. It does not matter. You have offended me, and I want you out of my country. Country's full. That's what the president told me.
Everyone will drop their avocado toasts on the spot. Who is this man?
And I don't
want a lawsuit there. Get Mike Monaco.
I don't want a black bean bowl. I'm not interested in a black bean bowl.
Number two.
These are real problems.
I will have a white bean bowl. All right, where am I at here? All right, sometimes it's okay to hold back information because there are some things about your general public should not know. I think that's true. But we have an interesting situation here. Conan O'Brien did this Conan Without Borders special where he traveled to Greenland to ask about the president's plan to buy Greenland. And he was discussing this with Anderson Cooper last night. And things went a little, well...
Someone should go there. Someone responsible should go to Greenland, kick the tires on this deal, and see if we can make it happen.
Yeah.
So I jumped on a plane, and I got there, and I looked into it, because that's what I do.
Yeah. By the way, I should point out, I was in Greenland years ago doing a story on climate change. I pooped in a shigloo. Have you ever done that? That's what, you know, an igloo.
Are you okay, Anderson? Is it the beard? What's going on with you? Are you having a breakdown of some kind? What's wrong with you? By the way, it looks good. You look like a very tidy wizard.
He was trying to save him from telling the story.
What did happen to Anderson?
We didn't, you know, that's in a shigloo.
Do we have to know that?
Did he try to pull the comedy card or something and try to make him laugh because he's the funny guy? Like that was cringeworthy.
Yeah, is that really the term for like an outhouse igloo? I've never heard that term before.
So. Where else are you gonna go?
That's awesome.
I got to go to the shigloo. Now, is there a big M and a W on the shigloo? Do we know which one, or is it unisex? Like the bathroom at the place I had to go to today,
gender neutral.
That had the right. go to the bathroom. I'm sorry. Do you have genitalia? Because if you do, you're not allowed inside the bathroom. Are you enjoying your faux Korean barbecue?
It might be confusing if you see sort of a native Inuit or something, and what their silhouette looks like might not be immediately clear. Like, where do you go?
Right. You're right. Well. Okay, well, that's Anderson Cooper.
Anyway, that was oversharing for sure.
Yes. And finally.
Number one.
All right. You know, we've had some good comedy over the last couple of weeks. Drop. Yeah, the Chappelle special, which is very special. But this is about as good as it gets. George Wendt and Robert Smigel reprised their roles as superfans from Saturday Night Live. And they've done a couple of different videos for the 100th anniversary of the NFL. This one could go down in history. This is the superfans meeting with Brett Favre. Take a little listen.
The Packers won 5 championships in 7 years and 2 Super Bowls.
Very sad. That is fake news, fake my news. Friend.
Well, that's what happened.
Yeah, well, let's ask the computer about that.
Yeah, good idea. Here we go.
Now, that's Mary Pat. Mary Pat, why don't you tell us who won the NFL title in the 60s?
In the 1960s, the Bears prevailed, winning the first 2 Super Bowls and hoisting up the Ditka Trophy.
The Ditka Trophy? It's the Lombardi Trophy.
Please, do not question the great man's powers.
Oh my God,
so I good. Love that their smart speaker's name is Mary Pat.
I love that too.
That is
it's
right.
So perfect.
That's right out of. I think the Smuggles stole that from the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis.
We talk about it all the time. We're like, hey, where's Mary Pat? Mary Kate.
Right. Because
Mary Joe,
Timmy, Mikey, Joey.
Uh huh. Certain neighborhoods. These are the names
right.
You have.
Tommy, Timmy, and Mike. Their sisters: Mary Pat, Mary Frances, Mary Kate.
Uh huh.
Mary Elizabeth. And then finally, Mary.
And what I like is even when you're 50, you're still Mikey and Danny, and you know, you still have that name.
That's right.
Right? You don't outgrow it. It's still the same.
Tommy.
Tommy. Where's Tommy? He's 75,
okay,
but he's Tommy.
I have a friend who's 55 years old, and he's Tommy. He's still Tommy.
I know.
He's a professional. He goes by nice. Thomas sometimes as a professional.
Because he has to.
Right, but nobody in his I mean,
no, he goes to a barbecue on Labor Day. He's Tommy.
He's got gray hair. Hey, Tommy, listen.
Because half of them are juniors, so that's how you identify him. Who are you talking about, the dad, or are you talking about his son? There's James and there's Jimmy. And there's Jim.
Uh-huh.
Wait, there's more Mary. Great. There's more Mary Pat in this.
I was 22-10 against the Bears.
You know, that doesn't sound right.
Not accurate.
No. Mary Pat?
Mary Pat.
Brett Favre's record was -1-33 versus the Bears.
The Bears.
Right. That's how I remember it, too. It's great.
So this thing here doesn't recognize any of my achievements.
Of course it does, Jim Bob. Mary Pat, what are the Bumpkins' greatest records?
Brett Favre threw an almost impossible 336 career interceptions, often in crucial situations.
Answer. That's nothing to sneeze at, Dale Jr.
It's perfect. It represents all Bears fandom. Because that's how we remember it.
Often in crucial situations.
It's absolutely perfect.
Oh my God.
That even had Packer fans cracking up. We all watched it last night. It was so funny.
Brett Favre is a tremendous actor. He was good at just sitting there just talking to these guys and not busting up laughing.
Oh, God. All right.
You got to go check that out. The whole thing. It's beautiful.
Exactly right. Exactly right. All right. We've got, let's close this thing up. We got news coming your way in about 2 minutes.
The top five at five.